But my sisters, the two boys, which I kind of adopted, I love them to death, and both very, very good athletes. But, you know, it was hard on her. She said, Scott, I can't afford to let them, because they did the elite deal, yeah. and because they were that good, they are that good. But it was costing her in the thousands of dollars. She said, I can't swing that, you know.
Well, so that, only 10% of our people can afford that.
But the other thing, well, she couldn't. So I'll just say, you know, and her boys were good. But nothing bad. I mean, it's not an embarrassment. That's a lot of that. You know, when you spend $4,000 or $6,000 for a sport for a kid for one deal, that's expensive in San Angelo, Texas. The other thing you brought up by doing that, you think about 14 and 15, see, that age group right there. That's a prime age group when you might get in a little trouble.
Come now,
not that I would know anything
get
about
these
that.
Kids
at 14,
off the street.
Yes, sir. How
get them
yes.
involved in something that is constructive and. That's exactly it. That is it. We have got to protect our kids and give them anything we can. And this doesn't cost us anything. And it's good fun. They can learn the sport. And it's nothing but help for our high schools.
It has to be just, you think about it, you take the weakest link being nothing they have to something really positive. You're flipping the coin so big, it's amazing.
And everyone in town is capable of playing on a city team. It does not require that $4,000 or $5,000 that an elite team does.
Well, so I'll guarantee we can
get these kids involved.
I'll guarantee you the coaches at Lakeview and Central are going to be very thankful, because
yes,
they're going to have some kids that's been throwing that ball, playing that ball. They're ready to go, instead of some that are very, very good athletes that may have kind of taken off for a couple of years.
So that's starting. That's starting this year. So if you're 14, if you're 15, you want to play junior ball and senior ball, get to the rec camp, get to the recreation department, get signed up. They're building the teams right now, and they're going to be good, and they're going to be competitive.
Wow. I mean,
isn't that great?
I'm getting kind of goosebumps. Well, hey, we think we got the water working our way, which, folks, if you don't know, you can talk to anybody that's in the know on this, how crucial that was that we had the water.
We've got to have it.
You know, talk to Drew Darby.
Drew has been very instrumental.
We talked to the people that have really helped, and I'm talking to one right now, and you're listening to one right now. That was amazing. The different things, I still like the historical part. I'm going to invite people to do this, which you still are on our website.
Yes, sir.
If you go to sallison.com and you click on Historica Data, Mayor Morrison, he spent the whole time talking. Well, it was entertaining. I've had people comment on it to this day, and that's been, over a year ago,
yes,
I know.
Has. I love San Angelo. Well, this is actually where the West began. You know, they can say anything they want to about Yuma, Arizona, and Tucson. This is where the West begun, right here in San Angelo, Texas.
Well, and we got some stories here, too.
Yes, we do. There's a lot of history here. Not all of it is pretty, but we've got history.
Well, the whole West, if you look at it, wasn't necessarily pretty.
No, we're more infamous than famous.
Well, America, if you look at the beginning of America, wasn't necessarily pretty.
It wasn't
pretty
real pretty
either. But, you know, sometimes you gotta break some eggs to make an omelet. I think we did our share of breaking eggs.
Yes, sir.
But I do a lot of real estate all over the state right now, to be honest with you. But there is no place better to deal with other people than there is San Angelo, Texas. I'm even talking in West Texas. San Angelo is still the best.
We are. We're a jewel in the desert.
Well, and people ask me that don't know what I'm talking about. And I say, what's the best thing San Angelo has? It's people. Mm-hmm. And they go, I said, no, I'm serious.
It's true.
One of my best friends, and this has been, I got to think, 30 years ago. God, I hate to admit that.
I was born.
Yeah, well, thanks, Mayor. And I asked him to move to San Angelo, can him help me? And he's from San Antonio, and now he has one of the best construction businesses in town. But I said, come help me. And he said, okay. And he was down here, and of course, he fit in like a glove, and he has now raised his whole family here and raising his grandkids here. But his parents came down from San Antonio, and they stopped at one of our little convenience stores. And they were visiting. They said, we're trying to find my son's house and blah, blah, blah. And he was, well, it's just, you know what, just follow me. I'll just take you over there. And they got there and said, okay, Johnny, that was pretty tricky. He goes, what do you mean, Dad? He goes, having somebody bring us over to your house. He goes, Dad, I don't know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. Now, by the way, they've lived here for the last 28 years.
I hear that from good fella military people that come in here all the time. And they all have similar stories. And, you know, a lot of our military people end up in San Angelo, Texas to live after they retire. And that's the reason.
Well, because it is. I mean, if you go to the grocery store and you don't know anybody, you will when you leave. If you just have to stand and you'll stand in line for a little while, you will when you leave. Maybe a couple of people.
Isn't it great?
I love it. I mean,
I love my city.
It's a great place. And you've put your heart and your soul into it, too. But I want to make sure, we're almost out of time.
Okay.
As always. Okay, the Buddy in the Park. That's the 19th. That's Saturday coming up.
I'm there.
You're gonna kick it off for
us. Yes, sir.
Man, that is awesome, too.
I'm there.
And you're going to bring the wife.
I'll bring my wife.
She's a very sweet lady, so folks, you can come say hi to the mayor if you want to. Come watch the kids. If nothing else, it's a cool thing. And if you have any, is it okay if I say this?
Yes.
We'll cut this out if you don't like it. If you have a question from this show, you said I heard it on the radio, ask the mayor. He will talk to you.
My personal cell phone is on the city website.
Wow.
And call me. My name, my address is in the book. No, I'm glad to talk to anybody. When I signed up for this job, I knew exactly what it entailed. I'll field any call that I get.
Well, and I told you, I had the opportunity to sit on the Planning Commission for, I guess, 9 years, a couple of sessions in a row, and watching a lot of people. That's why I'm a big supporter of what you're doing. And because I know you take a lot of heat for some things. When you say I may spend some money, that's never popular. But it's been needed done for a long time.
Well, we've been putting things off that we can't put off anymore. We have got to fix our infrastructure. And this council, it's not me, it's my council. My council is committed to doing the things that has to be done to keep this city where it is.
Well, and I had some people, developers, coming over from out of town, coming in, and they pointed out that we don't have a drainage system, our structure in San Angelo. We don't. You know, our drainage is our roads.
Mm-hmm.
So if you think about something, not only do our roads have to have the maintenance all the time, when we have the rain like we've been blessed with here lately, if you've gone down College Hills and different streets, especially like McDonald's on Southwest, you see it. That's where the water flows, right down the middle of the street, or not the curbs of the street. That's part of our structure. That was planned that way.
That's the way it's supposed to. That's the only way it can be. We're too flat to do it any other way.
So when you sit and you go, we maintain them, think that our roads are taking water that like Lubbock doesn't have, like Lubbock or not maybe Lubbock. I don't know. I'm not familiar with other towns' drainage, but some other towns that have a drainage system underground.
It can thunder in Odessa and Midland, and they've got a flooding problem.
Yeah.
So we've pretty well got a handle on it. We'll never be perfect, but we're continuing to work on it.
Well, folks, I appreciate you listening. Mayor, I appreciate you taking your time and your knowledge to be here with us.
Anytime, Scott.
Have a great day.